Tesla's Redemption, The Supernatural Fight Against the Nazis. Chapter 1, Tesla's Coil. In the year 1891, in a cluttered laboratory filled with strange machines and devices, Nikola Tesla, a genius ahead of his time, works tirelessly on his latest invention, the Tesla coil. Tesla's trusted assistant, Hank, looks on.
This is it. The breakthrough I've been waiting for. Wireless electricity, the future of power.
Mr. Tesla, what exactly are you working on and what is it?
Tesla's assistant, Hank, is a rugged, muscular man in his late 40s, graying hair and a weathered face that speaks of years of battle and hardship. His no-nonsense demeanor is softened by a sharp wit. The coil is a mesmerizing array of copper wire wound tightly against a cylindrical core, emanating a soft blue glow. At its top, a metallic sphere crackles with tiny arcs of electricity dancing like miniature lightning bolts.
This is the future. Our future, Hank. The future of all humanity.
Tesla is a tall, slender man with piercing blue eyes and dark hair slicked back meticulously. He stands proudly, his tailored suit fitting perfectly. Tesla has sharp features, eyes that are darting around, his mind always at work.
This coil can generate high-voltage electricity, Hank, and it does it with minimal loss of power. It will transmit this power wirelessly across vast distances. Imagine.
What should I imagine, Mr. Tesla?
Well, imagine a world where electricity flows freely, lighting up cities, powering machines, and connecting humanity in ways we never could have imagined.
Mr. Tesla, are you sure about this? The energy levels are off the charts.
Trust me, Hank, we are on the brink of something revolutionary.
Tesla's lab is filled with strange and wondrous devices, and each one a testament to his relentless pursuit of innovation. The air crackles now with electricity, and the faint smell of ozone permeates the room.
But Mr. Tesla, the last test almost caused an earthquake and a fire. The cops showed up. Perhaps we should proceed with a little more caution?
And Tesla says with conviction, progress demands risk, my friend. Now increase the power to full capacity. Nikola Tesla is a Serbian inventor who came to the United States. He was born in 1856 in Smilja, which was then a part of the Austrian Empire. And his early life was marked by a prodigious talent for mathematics and science. He was educated at the University of Prague to further his skills, and by 1891, the present moment where he's creating the coil, he's already considered a visionary figure, a wizard of electricity whose experiments with alternating current has begun to change the world.
Yes, there are always risks, Hank, and your instincts are good, but if we proceed with caution, we can discover great things and also minimize the risks, bringing humanity to a much higher level and standard of living.
But during the experiment, a sudden surge of energy causes an unexpected phenomenon. Tesla is horrified.
Shut it down now. Shut it down, Hank.
I can't. It's out of control, Mr. Tesla.
The portal then closes as abruptly as it had opened, leaving Tesla and his assistant in stunned silence. The lab is filled with an eerie calm as Tesla and his assistant try to make sense of it all.
Hank, what have we done? We've explored something that we shouldn't have touched. An empire of darkness, a tyrant, genocide, warfare, world ruination, suffering.
Mr. Tesla, Hank said, trembling, it was like another world.
What did we do? What we did was unlock something that was simply beyond our comprehension. what our parents said to avoid. It's best not to play on the other side of the street, but we crossed over somehow, and I guess with progress comes risks, and now we must be cautious. And that night, Tesla experiences vivid and terrifying dreams. There's the echoes of marching boots, an entire nation mobilized, screams of terror and pain, and a tyrant who seems to have mastered the art of rhetoric and even hypnosis.
No, no, not this!
A future of horror, Tesla mutters in his sleep. This is a future we cannot have. As Tesla contemplates the horrific visions, a radiant figure appears, her light filling the room. She is an ancient goddess of thunder and storms, known for her fierce power, her protective nature, and her command over both electrical storms and electricity in general.
I have watched over your work, and Nikola, I am a goddess of the electrical forces that occur naturally in nature. You've harnessed those forces for the good of mankind.
Tesla is awed and makes a recommendation. Your presence is an honor. Let us close this portal forever to maintain the balance and prevent any further risks.
The goddess says, closing the portal and keeping it closed will maintain the balance for now, but beware, Nikola. The ability to access this portal might represent a necessary endeavor should world events warrant it.
I understand, Tesla said, now fully awake. The risks are great, but I will do what is necessary to protect humanity.
Your inventions about this coil, it is brilliant, Nikola. But keep it rooted in the mundane, in the earthly, and leave the portals across the veil for more powerful supernatural entities. Remember, Nikola, that the forces you harness are powerful and must be used wisely. The fate of mankind rests in your hands.
And with that, the goddess faded away, leaving Tesla to contemplate the path ahead with a heavy yet resolute heart. Tesla falls back asleep, his mind reeling from the images he has seen. He awakens the following morning, hoping and praying that the visions he has seen in the lab and in sleep were just dreams.
These visions, they can't be real, but they feel so vivid, so certain.
Compelled to understand the nature of his visions, Tesla records every detail, hoping to make sense of the ominous future he has glimpsed.
I cannot let this happen. I must find a way to prevent this future.
And thus begins Tesla's journey into the unknown, driven by a desire to protect humanity from a fate he has foreseen but cannot yet comprehend.